Good morning. Hi. Here we are at Royal Garden again with a group of wonderful women whom I will let Miriam introduce soon. These are the Doorway Sisters, and this is an amazing circle of women from diverse backgrounds. We've got two of the members with us, plus Miriam, so I guess three of you. And when I first heard about you, I was really inspired because it sounds like what a wonderful supportive system wherein you can help each other grow, feel heard and seen, and much, much more. Anyway, I won't go on. I'll ask Miriam to please take the reins and introduce everyone.
Thank you.
And tell us where you came from and how you started, please.
Thank you so much, Dusty. I think our group is actually not official at all. It is a group that started with love, it started with friendship, and we just wanted to be together and, you know, hold each other in a sacred circle and bring our, you know, ourselves into that circle, come as a me and be held as a we. So the group was initiated by my beautiful friend Herb, and Herb and I have known each other, I think, for almost 5 or 6 years now, Herb. For almost that time. And mm-hmm. Yeah, so when we go for walks around Bayside, both Herb and myself live in Bayside. Nicole is in St. Kilda, not very far from us. So from time to time, we just chat and go for walks, and Herb mentioned for us to hold this beautiful, she was thinking of this circle. And I thought, wow, what a beautiful and lovely idea. And so that's what inspired me. You know, she drew me in. And at that time, although I did know Nicole, but I didn't know her that well. And from this experience, I think a lot has transpired. A lot has come out of it. And I trust these women with my life now. So I'm not going to give them any introductions, because I will be giving, you know, I will allow them to introduce themselves in the way that they want to. So, Herb, sometimes we have sticks, sometimes we have something for talks, and so I pass it on to you. Thank you for coming, by the way. I really, truly appreciate your presence here today, and for you to share this platform. You know, the Raw platform is very dear to my heart, and for you to come on board so generously and to share yourselves is very, very, it's a big privilege for me. There was a third member who was going to be here, Jess, but unfortunately she's not feeling very well today. So, yeah.
Well, are you, you're five women, is that correct?
When yes, I said we that? Are five yes. women, yes.
And so you walk so, together, just so we can get a, before we start, just so we can get a bit of an understanding. But you also meet over Zoom and you hold space together?
Yeah, so we'll talk about all that later. And
okay.
Yeah, I'll just want Herb to introduce herself and Nicole.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm Herb. I come from Malaysia, from North Indian background, Punjabi background, and I've been in Melbourne for, I don't know, more than 30 years. And I have actually been, I am in a circle of women that has been going for 20 years. And this is a newer circle, which was conceived pretty much just as we entered lockdown. So it was a very significant timing. And also it's different. It's unique in the sense that it has women from different cultural backgrounds.
Right.
And yes, I know that beyond our cultural differences, our human condition is the same, but beyond that narrative of cultures. But for me, it was really significant to have women from different cultures because of the richness of the experiences and of the particulars, and you know, having those really aha surprise moments of connection. So I work as a journalist, and I also play a lot of music. So that is my and I'm studying Sanskrit at the moment to deepen my chanting experience.
Wow, fantastic. What part of Malaysia are you from, if I can ask?
From Malacca. I was born in Malacca, and I worked in Kuala Lumpur for a few years.
Okay, when I first jumped off and left Australia, I landed in KL and started out there and was in Penang for a year. And it's one of my favorite places on the planet, actually.
Yeah, I was in Penang for 3 years. It's beautiful.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah.
And Nicole, what about you? Tell us a bit about you.
Sorry, I muted myself. I'm Chinese Australian. My family has been here since the Gold Rush, 1850s.
Wow.
And I left Australia. I grew up in Singapore and Hong Kong, but we always had these very strong connections to Australia. Our family moved back and forth. And I went to live in New York for 13 years, and then I came back to Melbourne. So I've been in Melbourne now for nearly 20 years.
Wow.
And I'm a filmmaker, documentaries, and I have worked a lot in the Aboriginal sphere, but now I feel I want to tell, my culture's stories, specifically Chinese Australian stories, because I feel that they haven't been told, from our voices. And I've been doing a lot of work on myself to unravel what I feel is my colonial imprint pertaining to my being Chinese and also being Australian and how I can unwind that. So I would like to someday, find a way of visualizing that in a film with my, with my family story. And for me, the wonder of our circle is that, as Harb says, we do come from all different cultures, but we do have a commonality in that we're women and that we live in Melbourne. But the real, I think, gift of our circle is that we're all equal. We don't have a moderator or facilitator. There's no one who we feel knows more than another because we are so diverse and we have such rich life experiences that we can bring all that into our circle and have it in the mix. And then somehow there's this magic that happens when we come together, the five of us. And we're also very spontaneous. I have another circle that I'm with that is very rule orientated. We have to do this and, you get into trouble if you don't. If you don't come or something like that. But this circle is very spontaneous and has a way of being able to access the magicality of us being together as women, as from our different cultures, from being in Australia with this Indigenous land that we live on. And I think we are mature enough to let that happen. And that's where our gift is in this circle, I think. Our maturity, emotional maturity to allow us to listen to one another and share and, not feel the need to rescue or save, but just to love and have compassion for one another.
Mm. Yeah. Holding a safe space, it sounds like. Wonderful.
Yeah,
that not rescuing is such an important component, isn't it?
Absolutely.
It's not just a safe, comfortable space. I know it is. And also Nikki and Mariam would agree that it's also a space where we don't, mollycoddle someone else's dysfunction. We kind of really speak honestly and spontaneously and truthfully. And in that process, we all grow because it is a sacred space and it is a ritual that is spiritual. And once that circle is open and it begins, it magic happens, like Nikki said. Things flow and doorways are open that surprises every time. We've been meeting every month during lockdown on Zoom, and then after that on personally, which was very exciting. Then we could do the somatic flows and movement and whatever emerged for us. So it was like having this online relationship as a circle, and then you kind of meet each other and it deepens because we already have a sense of the integrity and the confidentiality and the I know authenticity is kind of an overused word, but that realness that each woman brings to the circle.
Totally, yeah, totally. Wonderful. I agree with you, Hab. And I think that it's also a platform that really compels us to ask brave and courageous questions of ourselves. And even asking those questions, you know, in reality, when you would be afraid to do it by yourself, and you feel that here you have, I would say, the midwives, you know, to really allow that pain to come through if you're having a child, you know. And I think our emotions sometimes can be that sort of, you know, it's like you're having a child. It's so painful at times that you can't look at it by yourself. So to me, honestly, I think it has been, you know, the release and the revelation of much more authentic and real self emerges within, you know, this space. So yeah, I feel like it truly is a space for, you know, finding our power, but also finding grace in a way. Mm. Yeah.
Explain grace.
So grace, I do believe that both grace and grief do coincide, like they both exist within you. And sometimes when we're in places of joy, we thought, you know, grace is kind of an element that is present within us. So we feel it. And we feel it with joy. But when the grievances happen, you don't feel so much joy, you know, so much joy. And I feel like when you're in that circle and people are holding you in that place, you feel that, I feel that grace. I feel that I'm being held. I feel that I can express my grief. Yeah.
It sounds like a supernatural support.
Yes.
It's like another quality comes through when five of us are gathered. There's another force that is greater than all of us. And I think because of our intentionality, that we are, you know, together, but there's something greater that's holding this circle together. And that's how that magic of the grace flows through. And it's the surprise element, the things that emerge just out of us being together with that intention.
Yeah. At Raw, we are having these series of conversations, and so how we look at it, conversation plus compassion equals community. And to me, this sounds very much that this is the vein of how you are, and I'm sure what you, I don't want to say achieve, but what you become and can share and be together in this space must spill out in your life to others, the environment, your way of being, right?
Yeah, definitely. And it is about compassion and communication. Mm. And, you know, because we allow ourselves to be vulnerable, which is indeed our strength, because that's where the strength lies, you know, someone once said to me that when someone opens themselves up, that energy can light up the MCG. It is that powerful. So that does create community, because you can't have community based on niceties and chit-chat. You know?
No, you've got to have hard truths sometimes. And at Raw last week, we had, it was a discussion about domestic violence. And solutions. It was a solution-based thing, but there were gritty, hard truths. And I was very appreciative, because I think when you are vulnerable and you're open and honest and can put the hard truths out there, it gives people permission. So maybe that's how we light up the MCG too. We give people permission to also be vulnerable, to be themselves, and to realize they don't have to be tough and strong and swallow it all the time. They can open up too. And this space where that's recognized. Mm-hmm. So it sounds amazing. It just sounds wonderful.
It's also a lot of fun. We love it.
Yeah, good.
Yes.
Good. I'm happy to hear that, because sometimes spirituality can be so, like you were saying, Nicole, sometimes rule-oriented, and Australia can be quite rule-oriented, I find, after living abroad for so long. It kind of shocks me at times at how there's a rule almost for everything, then with a rule, there's rules to support the rule, that layers of rules. So fun and spontaneity is such a, because I think that's also, it's such a powerful thing in our lives, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think as, you know, as adults in particular, you know, we forget that how to play and how to, to be spontaneous and to allow, you know, children just are very in the moment and authentic. And as adults, we are constrained by a lot of society or what we think we are and who we are. And as women in particular, there's a lot of beauty in our circle because we tell each other how beautiful we are. And, you know, it's such a wound for us as women that we don't feel beautiful and we don't feel, you know, we don't feel able to have a voice that is truly our own voice. You know, I feel a lot of the time I'm speaking what other people think I should be speaking rather than speaking what I would like to speak. And the freedom in the circle to be able to have your authentic voice and then being able to take that outside into the world. And as you were saying, you know, being vulnerable, people seeing your authenticity will in fact reflect theirs and they will come back to you with that rather than, you know, having a lot of barriers up and boundaries and limitations. So I'm hoping that, you know, in our circle, it just seems it started just sort of so casually and, you know, gradually this bond is growing, isn't it? And it's just feeling more and more powerful, like this fire is like, you know, coming up and we're have a witch's coven and we're making this cauldron.
I love that.
Bubble, bubble, toil and trouble.
Yes, yes, yes. Actually, it's become for me the place where I can focus and find my clarity, you know, and when I hear the women speak, when I hear each doorway open and people, especially the, you know, one theme that we explored, what are we bringing into this platform? We're all in a foreign land. So what have we brought from our ancestry and what have we brought into this space? I realized that when everyone spoke about their ideas and what their originality or their ancestry was about, it just really sort of touched my heart and you explode something in me. And I felt that I was so much richer for that experience. Because I remember Nicole saying that, you know, my Cantonese or, you know, family had taught me about autonomy, how to spend money, how to, you know, be autonomous in, you know, in money. And I was like, wow, you know, because I did have a, you know, it also gives you a reminder of your childhood and how, you know, your family might have been restricted with money or how it might have flowed. And then, you know, Herb talked about the spirituality essence in her culture, in her background. And that, again, you know, reminded me of something of my culture. And it was as if, you know, our ancestors were there with us, conversing with us. Mm. And, you know, from my African traditions, I said we were good in hosting, you know, because my parents, both my parents were of a nomadic culture. And so hosting was very important to them. When someone has come, you know, trekked all these marathon, walked marathons and hot sun, and by the end they reached your gate, you had to host them properly, you know? So the importance of that. And so as we explored that, you're so right, Nikki. It feels like we have the magic wands and we're the witches, you know, cooking up these amazing stories. So yeah, it did start casually, but it has become this really deep sisterhood, which I started with saying that I really trust these women with my life now because we've felt each other so deeply and held each other so deeply. Yeah.
Yeah, it's playful but profound.
Profound.
Yeah. So we really enjoy each other's company individually in walks and, you know, in other activities, in dancing and eating together. But when we meet as a circle, there's this powerful, profound something that happens that expands all of us. And that's the same for every circle, that we all leave a little bit changed or a little bit more expanded.
Yeah, absolutely. As we open up, I always say this, as we open up to give, you're ready to receive too. And it's just that flow. But when we remain, you know, closed off, so when you become vulnerable, you open up, you support, it's that beautiful flow and this growth. Wonderful. What would you wish people knew in general in society and would employ more? The things you've learned, the things you've talked about, what would you wish they would take on board?
Oh, look, I'd like everyone to know that this is accessible, that it is so simply accessible. You don't need to know how to run a group. You don't need to have done a course on, you know, men's circles or mixed circles or women's circles, but just that desire to get together, make a commitment to confidentiality, to meeting every month, whether it's on the full moon or the dark moon or halfway between the two, it doesn't really matter. You know, whatever flows for each group. But that there is such value, and I meet many women who don't feel they have that circle of solidarity and support. It's like this, you know, when you are watching the circus, there's the trapeze and people are flying everywhere, and then there's this net underneath that we can do daring things, we can fly, we can explore, we can go into new territory within ourselves or outside. And that there's this kind of net of holding by the other sisters that's there. And that's such a precious gift that I'd love everyone to have. Mm. Nikki?
Oh, well, I agree with Harb. I think that there's something about being able to articulate your dreams and your hopes to a group of a support group that will encourage you to take that leap forward that you need. You know, if you're on your own, it's very difficult to overcome the obstacles that your mind puts up. So if you have a group of women and you're courageous enough to be able to say, well, this is my vision, and you know you're thinking it's impossible, but they will be able to ground that into a hope that you can make it, you know, that somehow it's only the mind that's stopping you from doing anything that you want to do. And for me, having the group of women and being able to express, you know, the different phases that we are going through, and we're all going through different things, to be able to just voice a dream and say, this is my dream. I know it's silly, but this is it. Let me put it out there. And they're all like, that's wonderful. And then you start to think, oh, there's a possibility there. And it gives one such impetus to be able to move forward with whatever it is that we're hoping for. Mm. You know, whereas if you're on your own, you're just left with your doubts. And what the women do is they say, cast those aside, bring forth your dreams, it'll happen.
Wonderful.
So totally. I agree with you, Nicole, and I echo your talk about dreaming. It's a space for dreaming, you know, and for me particularly, it's also a mirror of what I do at Raw, you know, and, you know, the idea of Raw, the resilient, aspiring woman. And if you really read it backwards, it's the war. It's a place where we can look at the war. What is the war that is going inside me? what can, you know, how can I heal this wall? So it is a space of deep healing and then bringing out our resilience and knowing that we are resilient and, you know, aspiring women, and we can voice it within the group and, you know, and be healed in that space. And I also agree with Herb in the sense of accessibility. This is very accessible. It is not something that is out there. And I think even, you know, the understanding of allowing ourselves to be among others, even when we feel very uncomfortable, because there were times that, you know, you in there, but you're like, oh, can I? And you're resisting something, or some of your, you know, the war inside is happening, and you're like, oh, I don't know if I want to share this, but you end up doing it anyway because you just really want to be held there. Yeah.
Wonderful. Mm. Wow. Mm. I feel like I'm looking over a fence, getting a peek of something I really believe that all our core beings we want and need to not only survive but thrive. And particularly, we're so busy and we're so caught up with technology, and we say this a lot, you hear this a lot, but having genuine conversations, genuine compassion, safe spaces. And again, all these things, we hear them so much, but I really appreciate that you're putting a very practical, clear view on what it is to hold space and create spaces and share spaces, and the dignity that comes out of that. And it's a wonderful peek and wonderful look. And I can feel your passion for it. I can feel your joy, your love, your sisterhood, your camaraderie. And it really, I feel there's no barriers, and it's beautiful, it's wonderful, and it's very, very brave, but it sounds very, very rewarding. And I thank you so much for sharing yourself today. There's so many conversations we could have, and maybe will in the future, but I just wanted to introduce you, and as you said, give accessibility, because in particularly during this time of uncertainty, we do need support. And we can get it by giving it and creating it and opening up to it. It's as much of a metaphor as this is, it's a boomerang and it keeps going. And it sounds like you're really going to move further and further and dream bigger and accomplish more. I'd like to have this conversation again in a year's time and see what you've done.
Oh,
I'd really like to see where you've gone a year from now, because my hair stand up. I have no doubt. I absolutely have no doubt that it's going to be phenomenal, and there will be deep wellsprings of beauty. So thank you, everyone. I offer my love and gratitude, and I really appreciate you sharing the soul today in your circle.
Thank you, Dusty. Thank you, Herb. Thank you, Nicole, for coming in. I know you're very busy, for sharing your time with us. We truly appreciate this. And of course, this recording is going to be something we have as, you know, something to remind us of these doorways and to allow others to unlock their doors as well. Thanks.
Yeah, I was thinking too when you talked about the spirituality of the Sikhs, that the other tenet of the Sikhs is how can I be of service? Mm-hmm. What can I do? And this is, you know, that platform to invite everyone to say, hey, get your friends together and create whatever you, however you envision it. There is no formula.
No.
Totally.
Beautiful, Herb.
Wonderful. That's a great note to
end
give us
on. Thank,
thank you.
Nice day.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Bye-bye.
Beautiful.